Now, Laura, you bounced back terrifically following the loss in the opening day. You recorded a bonus point win over Ulster last weekend in Dáil. There must have been a completely different mood in the camp this week.
I suppose you could say there's a bit of a mood of relief. But anyway, that we got a better performance and certainly got a victory. But at the same point, I think nobody was ahead of themselves. They realised it's a huge week and there's very little done yet. It's a 3-8 series and now we're at least where we want to be, particularly after the last in round one.
Yeah, and anything in particular you would have taken away from the win?
I suppose we scored some good tries, which is always nice to see. And I think we just had a bit of patience that we were maybe struggling to play against Connacht. I'd say we were forcing things a little bit against Connacht, but it was nice to see the girls open up a bit. And, it was great to see them scoring some tries. And certainly, they were a bit more patient with ball in hand, which was always a good thing as well.
Yeah, and just two changes to the side with Annika Pleese and Kira Griffin coming in. A case of, if it's not broke, don't fix it, I suppose, coming into this weekend.
We're at a luxury stage where I suppose Anna being an international was on the bench for the last two games, and I think that's the strength of Munster rugby. And I suppose she played well in the impact in the last game, and I think Adele Murphy is a bit unlucky, to be honest, but I suppose at this point we kind of felt that maybe with having Anna on the pitch we might start stronger than without her on the pitch as all, but it's a competitive squad, and the girls have shown that when they got an opportunity that they could certainly play. And I think, everybody is focused on us doing a job as a full squad,
Yeah, and keeping the loss to Connacht tight in the opening game and securing the losing bonus point has really set up an intriguing affair with defending champions Leinster this weekend.
Yeah, I think the team showed good character. I suppose we were frustrated in Connacht in some respects, going from 10-0 up to 15 and then 19-0 down, and I think they showed good character in getting that try towards the end of them, as you say, keeps us in it this weekend,
Yeah, and in a way, I suppose it's kind of like a cup final this weekend, but a cup final that you'll have to win by more than 7 points to lift the title.
Yeah, well, I suppose the Leinster match went out of our control last week. The Leinster-Connacht game, it finished with the best possible result for us in putting Connacht out of the competition. I think had Connacht got a losing bonus point last week, or in fact had snuffed a win, I think Leinster and Munster would have been playing for very little, or there certainly would have been a chance that Connacht could win up north and take into pro title. So I think we were fortunate really in the result of Leinster Connacht's game being the best we could possibly have hoped for, and that was Leinster to win but neither side to get a bonus point.
Yeah, and you think that Leinster will come into the game with a bit of swagger, I suppose, defending champions and two wins from two so far.
Yeah, I think Leinster are in a good position. I mean, they have some great players, some great, very good, strong clubs in Leinster. And, currently, I suppose, the Irish international coach is the coach of Leinster. So Leinster certainly are all guns blazing and certainly, as retaining as current champions, they're coming and they're a very dangerous side. But at the same point, Munster love playing Leinster and we're better to play them than at Holman Park. So I think it should be a cracking game.
Yeah, and you mentioned Adam Griggs there, the international coach. He'll obviously be there. Do you think that adds to the occasion for the players on your side who might want to maybe put their hands up for an international call-up?
I don't think so. At present, I think the players in red are only focused on playing in red. I think after the final whistle on Saturday, they might divert their focuses back to being in green. But for now, I think I'm very fortunate my players are only in the current and they're only looking after playing in red and performances in red at the minute.
Yeah, and you mentioned a home game in Thomond Park. I know before you mentioned that Connacht had great support in the first game that they beat yourselves in. I'm sure you'll hope for some of the same this Saturday from the Munster fans.
Absolutely. I think, the Munster women are very proud to have been honoured to be able to get up playing in Thomond Park, the home of Munster rugby. Where else would you want to play? And I think it would be great to see a good crowd in Thomond Park and a nice home support.
It's simple really in theory, but maybe it's harder putting it into practice. Beat Leinster this weekend and stop them from getting a losing bonus point.
Yeah, I suppose the reality is it sounds simple, all right, but executing that will be a hell of a challenge. But one of the girls and myself are all looking forward to, and made the best team win on Saturday, and let's hope that's right.